BBC app for free from the App Store now. Coming up at four, it's Ian Payne, but this is a big night for me. Because I figured out this week that the last time I worked this particular shift at LBC, it was about 38 years ago. And at the time, I was the newsreader for a great man to whom tonight I pass the baton. Because until 4 o'clock in the morning, it is the legend that is Clive Ball.
Oh, well, thank you. From one legend to another, maybe. I don't know. Coming up, we are going to be talking about road safety. Campaigners are calling on the government to be bolder as it prepares its new road safety strategy. We'll talk about that. US Trade Court has, you've been hearing, blocked Donald Trump from imposing sweeping global tariffs. We'll have the latest from the White House. Keir Starmer declares that the Conservatives are falling into the abyss, and Nigel Farage could be Liz Truss Mark II, we will discuss. But first of all, with disposable vapes about to be banned and the use of cigarettes to be phased out, has the UK got its policy right on smoking and vaping? All of that after the news at one, which is next on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock. A 53-year-old man is due in court later over the collision between a car and football fans in Liverpool on Monday. 79 people were injured on Water Street in the city during an event organised to celebrate Arne Slot's team winning the Premier League title. LBC's Northwest correspondent is Chris Chambers.
Paul Doyle is facing 7 charges in total, one of dangerous driving, then the others relate to injuries sustained by 6 people at the scene. They are GBH, GBH with intent, and wounding with intent. The police have said he could still face further charges, though, but these are the charges he will face in court today.
The Attorney General appears to have compared calls for the UK to leave international courts with the practices of the Nazis under Adolf Hitler. Lord Richard Hermer KC has given a speech in London saying claims international law can be put aside were made during the early 1930s in Germany. The appeals court in the United States has temporarily reinstated Donald Trump's tariffs. It's after a trade court ruled the president exceeded his authority by announcing additional taxes on foreign main goods. The Court of Appeal has paused its ruling while it considers the case. Elsewhere, the United States has told the United Nations Security Council its proposal for a ceasefire in Ukraine is Russia's best possible outcome. It's also warned there's no military solution to the conflict and is pressing the Kremlin to agree to a comprehensive 30-day pause in the fighting. The Russian ambassador to the UN said their country intended to continue serious direct negotiations with Ukraine. It's thought nearly 2.5 million people in England are living with ADHD. NHS England says nearly 750,000 are children and young people after disclosing for the first time how common it believes the condition is. The co-founder of ADHD UK, Henry Shelford, has been telling LBC things are moving in the right direction, albeit slowly.
We've hit a sort of critical mass of people with ADHD, so there is a conversation. And that conversation is allowing people who've got ADHD to hear what it actually is and to go, wow, that's me. That explains so much about me.
And Reform UK has begun accepting donations in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Its leader, Nigel Farage, also says his party has drawn up a new bill which would be put into law if they won the next general election. LBC weather, patchy rain for central Scotland, Wales and the north of England overnight, but mostly dry elsewhere. It'll be breezy in the south and we'll see a low of 4 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Clive Ball.
Very good morning to you. I'm Clive Ball. This is LBC. I'm here on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday morning. Between now and four, lots to talk about. Coming up this Friday morning, we're going to be talking about smoking and vaping. We are just a day away from the ban on disposable vapes coming in this country. And that is one of a raft of new regulations that will be coming in, including phasing out the use of cigarettes completely over the course of a generation. That is still happening. So I would like to talk a bit this morning about whether we have got the right policy on all of this. We're more or less in sync with some other countries, and I'll talk about what France have just announced in the last 24 hours as well. Have we got the right policy on smoking and vaping, and will it affect you? I'd like to talk about that, your experience and your views of that. Also coming up this morning, campaigners are calling on the government to be bolder as it prepares its new road safety strategy. One of many strategies that the new government are coming up with, one of them is about making our roads safer. How do we do that? The figures aren't very good. Deaths and injuries on the road are increasing, according to new figures, particularly motorcycle deaths, up 9% in a year. It's almost as though we don't really care about all of that anymore. It's just part of life that hundreds and hundreds of people die on the roads every year. We just seem to accept it, but it doesn't need to be that way. And there are calls to make the road safer for drivers, for cyclists, motorcyclists, and indeed pedestrians. The number of pedestrians killed as well or injured is also up. So what could those measures be? We'll talk a little about that this morning as well. We will be crossing later to the US, where a trade court has blocked Donald Trump from imposing these sweeping global tariffs, saying that he has exceeded his authority. We'll have more on that a little bit later on. And also the departure, much predicted, but it has now happened, the departure of Elon Musk from the White House. And in terms of domestic politics, Keir Starmer took the opportunity to make a bit of a speech at a car manufacturer and declared that the Conservatives are falling into the abyss. He presumably thinks they're finished, but he's a bit more worried about Nigel Farage and reform, and is warning that Farage could be Liz Truss Mark II. Is he right about any of that? We will discuss that as well. Now, as always, if you want to join in on any of these topics, you're very welcome between now and four. And you can call in. If you can call in, that'd be great, because then we can have a conversation. It's not always convenient in the early hours, but feel free, 0345 6060973. If you can't call in, then you can send a message. Use the same number and WhatsApp with your message, or if you haven't got WhatsApp, you can text 84850. Or if you've got an Alexa, you can talk into that. You don't even have to type. You just say, send a comment to LBC, followed by that comment. So lots of ways to get in touch. And I will, can't 100% guarantee, but I will do my absolute best to include all of the messages that come in, all the comments that come in on all of our various subjects as we go through the morning, except for the ones that are definitely not suitable for reading out. So do get in touch one way or the other. And feel free to comment on any of these topics as we go through the morning. If you want to pick up on something now, then that's fine. We'll be nice and flexible this morning and get you on whatever your whatever topic you want to pick up on. But let's start with smoking. And we've got disposable vapes about to be banned. We are one day away from that change in the law. The sale of single-use vapes is to be made illegal from June the 1st, and this is part of a government crackdown on throwaway vapes for a number of reasons. In particular, the effect on young people. They are cheap, they're brightly coloured, they're associated with fruity flavours, they're designed to appeal to children predominantly, although I think a lot of adults buy these disposables as well. And also there's an environmental effect. Produces a lot of litter. They're all thrown away. And it's stuff that doesn't really... It's plastic, so you can throw it away, but it's going to be with us for a long time. So in that respect, it sounds like a good idea. Not everybody is happy with the way this is going, though, and indeed with the ban at all, because vaping has its supporters, and MPs and some campaigners are saying that it is there are a woefully inadequate number of new recruits hired to actually enforce this disposable vapes ban. And it will, in fact, lead to a new era of criminal enterprise. Yeah, I mean, how could you possibly police it, really, when they're sold in little shops all over the country, thousands and thousands of shops, if they are made illegal, which they're going to be, they'll still be there, won't they? They also warn that scientists have found huge and often alarming levels of dangerous metals, like lead and copper and cadmium, in 10 unregulated vape products already on the market. So that the thing is, you could say, well, yes, we should crack down and make sure it's all regulated, but if you crack down too far, all you do is get more unregulated stuff. All the disposable vapes now will be illegal and unregulated, so you've got even less of an idea of what's inside them, I would have thought. And experts are also warning that millions of Brits will turn to the black market for their fix. There are also concerns that without vapes, former smokers will go back to cigarettes. Now, there will still be e-cigarettes, of course, but it will be a slightly different... I mean, I don't know. I'm not a vapor. I've never vaped in my life, never tried an e-cigarette, so I have no idea whether... Is there even a difference between vaping and e-cigarettes? And... what is it like? Is there a difference between disposable and the non-disposable ones? Two-thirds of people in this country who smoke disposable vapes are prepared to buy illicit vapes if they were readily available, according to the latest survey. And there are also concerns that without vapes, former smokers will indeed go back to cigarettes. So you may have a view on that. And I want to tie that in, because is this all covered by the government's tobacco and vaping bill. So another aspect of this is about cigarette smoking, where we learn today, this is, hang on, I've got a report here. France will ban smoking in all outdoor places that can be frequented by children, such as beaches, parks, bus stops, according to their health and family minister. They said this yesterday, being Thursday. Where there are children, tobacco must disappear, said Catherine Vautrin. The restrictions will come into force on July the 1st, and failure to comply with the ban could result in a £114 fine, the minister said. She is the health and family minister, adding that children have the right to breathe clean air. Cigarettes will also be banned in areas close to schools to prevent students from smoking in front of their establishments. But the ban does not apply to cafe terraces and doesn't include e-cigarettes. And the French government's National Anti-Tobacco Programme, which runs from 2023 to 2027, proposed a similar sort of smoking ban, calling for France to rise to the challenge of a tobacco-free generation from 2032. Now, should we be doing the same? Well, we sort of are. Here, the government is pressing on with the plan to gradually phase out smoking so that eventually it is a smoke-free country. So proposals to create a smoke-free generation here by gradually raising the age at which tobacco products can be bought. They cleared the House of Commons a while ago. Anyone born on or after January the 1st, 2009 will be prevented from legally smoking if the Tobacco and Vapes Bill becomes law. Labour's effort to do what France is maybe doing and ban smoking in pub gardens, you might remember. Do you remember all of that? It came up during the election campaign, went down really badly. One of Starmer's, I mean, it was nearly as unpopular as the winter fuel allowance, which of course wasn't mentioned in the manifesto. But they were talking about banning in outdoor areas, pub gardens and so on. That went down extremely badly. They have withdrawn that plan. Overall, do you think we are getting the balance right? Is there a big difference, do you think, between smoking and vaping? Should the rules be roughly the same? How much of a nuisance is vaping? Or maybe you feel that it's a boon. As I say, I don't know, because I'm not a vapor. I've never vaped in my life. So I don't know what you would get out of it. But I can't help wondering whether we are, with vaping, whether we are helping people getting away from cigarettes, or in fact, just starting up a whole new addiction. What do you think? 0345 6060 973 is the number. You are welcome to comment on smoking, vaping, or any of our other topics as well. You might have a comment on what Starmer's been saying, Liz Truss Mark II and all of that, and the Conservatives coming to the end, possibly. And I do want to talk about road safety as well. I'll tell you more about those latest figures and proposals to improve road safety. We'll come on to that as well. So whilst you call, let's have a quick look at what is on the front pages for Friday. And I think there'll be quite a mixture. We'll start with The Guardian this morning, and there are a number of stories on the front page of The Guardian. They are reporting Starmer with PM targets reform as Tories are in abyss, sliding into the abyss, Keir Starmer says. Also, protests as ministers prepare to sign values-free Gulf States deal. A trade agreement offers minimal wording on rights and the environment. They are on the brink, British government, of signing a $1.6 billion trade agreement with Gulf States. Well, there are warnings about human rights. The Sun, obviously a lot of coverage of the ex-Royal Marine charged over the Liverpool parade horror, as they put it. Also on their front page, Spice Girls comeback virtually. Okay, see page 7. I wonder, when they say that, I haven't got page 7 yet, but I imagine that's going to be, is that going to be a bit like the ABBA thing then? It's going to be Spice Girls, only some kind of AI optical image or something? I wonder. We will see. The Times this morning, Reeves ready to rip up spending rules in red wall splurge. Rachel Reeves is preparing to tear up Treasury spending rules and announce billions of pounds of spending in the North and Midlands to combat the threat of reform. The Chancellor will use the government spending review next month to reprioritise efforts from the South East to the red wall seats that Labour won at the last election, which are now under threat from reform. Also on the front page, parents really do know best when their child is sick. Doctors should always trust a parent's gut instinct that their child is becoming severely ill, research suggests, after finding that it's a better indicator of health than medical tests. The study analysed data from 190,000 visits to A&E by children in Melbourne, Australia, where the parents were routinely asked, "Are you worried your child is getting worse?" Parental intuition was significantly linked to the likelihood of admission to an intensive care unit. That's reported in The Lancet and on the front page of The Times this morning. Daily Star, they have a number of stories. They're talking about the charges with the Liverpool parade crash, but also it's Nigel Cabbage, they're saying, page 11. After Liz Truss the lettuce, they're going with Nigel Cabbage, or should that be Cabbage, plus space cures neck ache, they say. The Daily Mail, Kemi blasts race to the bottom on welfare handouts. Tory leader takes aim at Farage and Starmer for asking taxpayers to fund unlimited child support for others, which is a bit of an odd one, really. considering that Labour are being attacked for wanting to reform welfare. And also odd that they've chosen to back up Kemi, whilst most of the other papers seem to be going in the other direction. The Daily Mirror, oh, Farage and his trust issue, that's trust with two S's. And what they've done, they've done an AI merge of Liz Truss and Nigel Farage's face. Can you imagine that? You don't have to imagine it. You can see it on the front page of the Daily Mirror this morning. Daily Express, NHS rolls out world first cancer test. A revolutionary blood test for cancer is being rolled out on the NHS in a world first that will mean patients receive personalised treatment sooner. It's a new liquid biopsy which searches for tiny fragments of DNA which are shed by tumours in the bloodstream. And that Richard Osman set of novels, they picture on their front page as well. The Thursday Murder Club. I've not read any of them, but people tell me they're really good if you like a bit of cosy crime. And it's Netflix who have turned it into a series with some big names, and they've got a clip from the early release trailer. Celia Imrie, Ben Kingsley, Helen Mirren and Pierce Brosnan playing the lead roles in this. And I haven't read it, but it's the storyline is that it's basically in a care home, and these elderly folk are setting out to solve crime. The Daily Telegraph, they also talk about the NHS personalised blood tests. And don't challenge fare dodgers, TfL staff told. Transport for London staff have been told they do not need to intervene to stop fare dodgers. This is in response to the Robert Jenrick video. Yes, there are various protocols which they recommend following. And the iPaper, PIP disability claimants in key Labour areas at greatest risk of welfare cuts. Disability benefit claimants in Labour heartland constituencies look set to be the hardest hit by plans to restrict welfare, according to data that reveal the potential impact of reform. Not reform the party, but the reforms that they're proposing. And finally, the Financial Times. Trump vows to fight on in trade war after court rules tariff blitz is illegal. It's not finally. Actually, there's also the Metro. Starmer's dire warning as reform threat grows. The end of the world is nigh. Yeah, OK, I'm not sure whether that one works. Over to you then, 0345 6060 973. More in a moment on LBC.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.
Just accept we need stop and search.
Straight to the point.
This is a shocking night.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
When was the last time your party was in touch with the electorate?
Listen on Global Player or the new LBC app. Download it now from your app store. LBC.
Protect your dog from fleas and ticks with new Front Pro chewable tablets. Easy to give, each tablet offers 1 month's protection, helping to keep your dog happy, healthy and close. Because nothing should come between you. Front Pro chewable tablets from the makers of Frontline. Available online or in-store from pet specialist retailers. For more information, see uk.frontline.com. Contains a Foxolana.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Clive Bull on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Good morning, it's LBC. I'm Clive Bull with you through till four. Here's John in Heathrow. Hello, John.
Hello, Clive. It's been a long time since I spoke here, but it's a bit of doing so.
Well, good to have you on.
Yeah, I'm ringing up about the smoking.
Yeah.
And the tobacco and the vape, but the politics bit that you quickly hit on there, it was cartoon-like, honestly. It was satirical from the headlines, you know. It's just getting mad, the politics, but I'm going to go on to the smoking.
Okay.
Right, my history, I smoked for 40 years. I spent some time in prison when the smoking ban came in and enforced us not to smoke. And then the vapes came in as a replacement.
Right.
And in that situation, the problem was still the same, tobacco versus vapes. But fortunately, I've been out for a good while now.
Right. And when you were inside, were you allowed to smoke? Because I thought for a long time you were allowed to.
In 2017, a smoking ban came in. And it took, I think, about 18 months before it became across the whole estate, except for open prisons.
Right.
But in 2017, I remember it came in, resentment was high at that time. But then quickly, but slowly in the prison system, quickly, you could get vapes. But I want to say, now I want to go from that. As I say, I packed up after 40 years. Right. It was the best thing that happened to
me. Is that why you packed up then? Because you couldn't smoke inside anyway.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So getting on to the story where there's this enforcement of bleeding it out society.
Yeah.
When I spoke to your producer, I remember when I was a youngster getting on the top of a bus and it will be cold and it will be dripping because the upstairs deck was a smoker's deck, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it will be dripping nicotine and you'd have a white shirt on, but you wouldn't care because you had your fag. You know, it didn't.
I do remember that, yeah.
And you remember, and then the back of the trains, thankfully, again a dichotomy which I want to get back to, is King's Cross Fire stopped everyone smoking on the underground, which led to smoking bans on the buses.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was exactly where the root of it was.
Yeah, and that gradually persuade a lot of people.
It.
Yeah.
We all hated it, but we didn't get covered in nicotine.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But we were still smoking when we got off the vehicle, right? So we were still, and we've, now going quickly, I'm going to jump years, going on to vapes, the difference between, there's a misnomer with disposables and non-disposables, right? Mm. I've been smoking a £30 non-disposable
right.
that I refill and maintain, right?
Yeah.
It's a good thing that the disposables are getting destroyed quickly because 35 quid nowadays, especially with the tightness of finances, even for a kid is a lot of money, whereas 20 quid ain't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that helps that part. I've got a couple of notes here just so I'll get it right. France is right. The fines are right. I really believe it works. Mm. Let's get this scourge. As I say, I enjoyed smoking for 40 years, but my lungs work now. My legs don't. My lungs are better than my legs. When I go on my bike, I can ride a lot longer. But the dichotomy now is that the cigarette firms are now producing the vapes.
They are, yep. And they're getting you hooked on them.
Absolutely.
Are you hooked on the vapes now, would you say? Do you do nicotine vapes and do you need your hit?
I was going to answer a bit about the hit as well. You know, as I say, I've thought about this. The hit is the mechanism of smoking, hand to mouth, inhalation, feeling the lung of inhalation, exhaling and seeing exhalation. So that part I'm addicted to. However, I can go out from one day to the next without my vape in my pocket and it makes no difference.
Well, then you're not addicted. Yeah.
Well, I am because when I sit indoors, but it's not in my hand all the time. Some people say, yeah, I can't even have a bath without it being in my hand.
Yeah, well, that's worrying,
that's just
really.
That's worrying, but all I want to say is vaping is better, without a doubt. My lungs are better after 40 years, and I'm an older man now, you know, and I can go on a bike, and my legs run out before my lungs. So, but getting rid of the disposables, yes, because hopefully 35 quid will be out of range and maintenance of a non-disposable. The fines in France, 100%, and I am not big state at all. I really am not. But when it comes to making someone's life healthier in such a dynamic way, it's huge.
Well, I think it is. And the interesting thing is that however much people might say, well, the state shouldn't interfere, let people make up their own minds, in practice, these quite strict rules have changed millions of people's behaviour. So they do work in that respect. John, thank you very much. 0345 6060 973 is the number. Lots of comments coming in as well. We'll have a look at some of those in a moment. Right now, though, on LBC, we'll get the headlines with Tim Daly.
A 53-year-old man is due in court later over the collision between a car and football fans in Liverpool on Monday. 79 people were injured on Water Street in the city. The Attorney General appears to have compared calls for the UK to leave international courts with the practices of the Nazis. Lord Richard Hermer KC has given a speech in London saying claims international law can be put aside were made during the early 1930s in Germany. And a state of emergency has been declared in part of Canada because of wildfires. Thousands of people have been urged to evacuate in northern and eastern areas of the Manitoba province. LBC weather, patchy rain for central Scotland, Wales and the north of England overnight, but mostly dry elsewhere, albeit breezy in the south. We'll see a low in some parts of the UK of 4 degrees.
This is LBC.
Protect your dog from fleas and ticks with New Front Pro chewable tablets. Easy to give, each tablet offers 1 month's protection, helping to keep your dog happy, healthy and close. Because nothing should come between you. Front Pro chewable tablets from the makers of Frontline. Available online or in-store from pet specialist retailers. For more information, see uk.frontline.com. Contains a Foxolana.
If you've been injured in an accident at work, you could be entitled to thousands of pounds in compensation. Talk to Harris Fowler today. For over 25 years, we've helped people who've been injured at work, in a warehouse, a factory, on site, or anywhere. With a 97% success rate, call the award-winning Harris Fowler now. 0800 213 214. It's no win, no fee, no risk. Harris Fowler, the personal injury solicitor.
This is LBC with Clive Bull. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Good morning, it's LBC. I'm Clive Bull with you through till four. We are talking mostly about smoking and vaping at the moment, but we will be discussing a number of things this morning. Here are some of the comments coming in, and then we'll go back to calls. Adrian says, I'm pleased to hear you're on LBC tonight. I was listening to your show a week or so ago, and you mentioned a book you were reading about a family in the 1930s who go on holiday to the seaside. I didn't get to hear the title of the book. Would you be able to give me the details? It sounded really interesting, says Adrian. You know, the reason you didn't hear the title is because I forgot to. I said, oh, I must mention the title of that book, and then I never did. So thank you for the reminder, Adrian, and I will look it up in a moment. It's quite an odd book. It's not much happens. It's not an action. It's not Richard Osman. It's not the Murder Club. It's just a family, and it was written in the 1930s, and it's a family that go on holiday to Bognor. From South London, they get the train, and it just goes through a sort of normal couple of weeks of what life was like in the 1930s. I think they live in Dulwich. They get a train from Clapham Junction. They go down to Bognor, and they stay in a what would you call it? Like a guest house sort of thing is what you stayed in. They didn't have Airbnb. No, not an inn. Not an Airbnb. It was a guest house where they had a landlady, as they used to call them, who would look after you and make you. It was like a bed and breakfast kind of thing, I think. I don't think they would have called it a public house in those days. I think it was a bed and breakfast, something like that. I will check that name in a moment. Adrian, thank you for asking me. Carmel says, the country is becoming a dictatorship, is what I think, Clive. This is, I presume, about the smoking. No wonder people are leaving England and moving to Spain. Well, I hate to worry you, Carmel, but what I didn't mention is, as well as France, Spain are doing a very similar thing. So I don't think, if you want to have freedom of smoking, here we go. The latest measure confirmed by Spain's Minister of Health, Monica Garcia, today was born out of an anti-smoking plan approved by an autonomous communities international council of the national health system, expanding smoke-free zones across Spain. Spain's Ministry of Health is preparing a law to extend smoke-free spaces to terraces, bus stops, work vehicles, uni campuses, communal swimming pools and open-air nightclubs. The draft bill will need to be approved by Spain's Council of Ministers before it's sent to the country's parliament. So Spain are at it as well, Carmel. Sorry to disappoint you there. Elliot in Wandsworth. Hello, Elliot.
Hello. Hi, Clive. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Clive, thanks for having me on the show. Long-time listener, first-time contributor.
Excellent.
I've come on because I think I'm the benefactor of vaping, if that makes sense. So I used to smoke around 30-odd years old, probably about 30, higher in the 30s. Was smoking from about 15 years old onwards, cigarettes. And then around 22 years old, started getting involved in vaping. Now, right. Vaping for me was good, you know. I could regulate my nicotine intake. I could regulate how much I smoked. Like, when I vape more than usual, but that's one of those things.
Yeah,
I think it's a very positive thing that, like, even the non-disposables are available because it lets people enter into the vaping world so they can maybe fade out of the cigarettes and the other nicotine products that are around.
The worry is that there was a whole load of people, maybe like yourself, who were smoking and have moved on to vaping, and overall that's better for your health. I'm sure you feel better for it, I presume. But there are equally people who'd never thought about vaping or smoking who it might even be a gateway into smoking.
That's true. And I'd say, I kind of add to that, there's a whole, ecological element to it as well. The disposables are plastic filled, got lithium batteries that are just being wasted constantly. And obviously, as you mentioned, Clive, the kids getting involved in them when they don't need to be. With everything in life, there's always two sides to it. I've had a good...
And your vape is a non-disposable one, I presume.
I went from non-disposable, then I went from non-disposable to then... disposable to then non-disposable.
Right, yes. Which I think was a thing for enthusiasts, but if it's compulsory, then you're going to have to make that investment.
People should, and they should. But it's I think there's always an element to it, Clive, whereby, people might think about disposables and non-disposables from a political element. They might think about it from a health element. There's always going to be people that think about these kind of political sides. At the end of the day, it's a difficult one, you know?
Does it? Could you stop vaping if you wanted to? Are you addicted, do you think?
So another reason why I've come on to say and advocate for the vaping element, because I've actually quit I've not vaped for about 2 months now.
Okay.
It sounds not much, but you think of someone who's going from having hundreds of puffs a day to now having zero, not really thinking about vaping. I phased down essentially from having the non-disposable vapes. The non-disposable vapes. So the ones that you can't get rid of and the ones that you actually kind of replenish.
Yeah.
I've gone from phasing down on the strength of those to actually not smoking or vaping at all. So that's what I'm saying. I advocate for them for that.
Okay, well, that sounds good. That sounds like you have, as you say, you've been a beneficiary of vaping. Thank you for that one. Bob in Glasgow says, morning, Clive. My view on smoking is to try and stop now before it gets way too expensive. The new drug is out now for stopping smoking. It makes smoking taste disgusting. It has its drawbacks, no pun intended, like nightmares. It's called Champix. It's available on prescription. Yeah, I've heard mixed comments about Champix. Always speak to your doctor about these things. Lindsay says, I listened to the audiobook of the Thursday Murder Club. It got me off to sleep in minutes. Seriously, though, it's not that great, but it's okay. It certainly had a... It's a huge bestseller. And I'm not surprised they're turning it into a bit of cosy TV crime, which does seem to be a big thing at the moment. I've always found that quite peculiar, that something can be sort of cosy and reassuring and yet have dead bodies and blood and people being stabbed and everything. Julio says, I'm not a smoker. I've tried with schoolmates when I was about 11. However, thank God I did not fall into it. I totally agree with this new measurement of banning disposable vapes. It's disgusting, disgraceful, finding those disposable vapes on the floor everywhere. I very often come across them in the road, which implies people don't mind just throwing them out of the window whilst driving. Environmentally, that would be great, says Julia. Thank you very much for that one. Shirley in High Wycombe. Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Clive. Nice to talk to you. I'm ringing up because I'm quite elderly, okay? Mm-hmm. I can remember that you could throw kids in the pictures where you sat down in front of you with a little ashtray. I can remember you could smoke on a plane.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You could smoke on a plane.
Now they won't even let you vape on a plane.
I can also remember every person or every elderly person was smoking pipes.
Yeah.
You never see anybody with a pipe now.
You really don't now, no.
But the reason that I rang was because just at the end of your conversation that you were mentioning was that they throw them on the floor.
Yeah.
They just dump them everywhere. My friend took her doggy out last week and it picked up one of the vapes. And within a few minutes, it was foaming at the mouth. She had to rush it off to the vet.
What
happens with these vapes, when they throw them away, they've still got the ingredients in them, which is quite harmful. After a couple of days, the vet said that they all amalgamate together, all those different chemicals in that vape that's on the floor, and it turns into a poison.
Really? But how did the dog, did it swallow it or just sort of suck on the end of it? I mean, how could dog get the...
It just picked it up and it's a 9 months old puppy, okay?
Right.
And it just picked it up.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Swallowed it. Yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden, within minutes, it was foaming at the mouth, collapsed on the floor. And the vet said, what happens is they lay there, those disposables, where they throw them out, and all of a sudden, all the chemicals in them get together.
Yeah.
It takes a few days, and then it goes into one particular chemical, and then if a dog's out, or cats wouldn't pick them up, the little puppies or doggies are picking them up.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Yeah, I had no idea. To be honest, lots of people are texting in saying that people leaving them around on the road and the pavement. Maybe I don't know what they look like. I haven't really noticed them.
No.
But they're sort of lying in gutters and things, are they?
Yeah, they just throw, like you just said, they just throw them out the window.
Right.
Or they just drop them everywhere,
That's
know?
Terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
Well, good thing they're being banned then. There's one day left.
Yeah, good.
All right, thank you very much, Shirley. The only problem is that there may well be some kind of illegal trade going on. I think the thing is, when you make things illegal, it doesn't mean that they won't exist anymore. I mean, people will still be buying them and they'll be made, I presume they're all made in China or somewhere like that. But I think it will still be going on. In fact, we've got a report about that, which we'll have a listen to in a minute, about some of the lengths that people will be going to get hold of these disposable vapes. Now, Charlotte says, Hi, Clive. I'm halfway through the book about the holiday in the 1930s, as recommended by you. I love it. Thanks for flagging it up. It's by R.C. Sheriff, and it's called The Fortnight in September. Charlotte, thank you very much for saving me the trouble of looking it up. Brilliant, Charlotte. Glad you're enjoying it. Thank you for that. 0345 6060 973. More coming up in a moment on LBC.
This is LBC.
Protect your dog from fleas and ticks with New Front Pro chewable tablets. Easy to give, each tablet offers 1 month's protection, helping to keep your dog happy, healthy and close. Because nothing should come between you. Front Pro chewable tablets from the makers of Frontline. Available online or in-store from pet specialist retailers. For more information, see uk.frontline.com. Contains a Foxolana.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
When you're transported somewhere you've never been. When you discover hidden gems and amazing sights. When you just can't wait to pack your bags.
It's just stunning.
We should definitely go there.
I'm already looking at flights.
Nice.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can enjoy a world of travel from the comfort of your sofa. Search TV licence together.
This is LBC, leading Britain's conversation with Clive Bull.
And Mark is in Hounslow. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very good. What would you like to say?
Just on the topic of vaping and really just a bit of a story. So until fairly recently, I was always like very healthy, bit of a fitness fanatic. But I went through a relationship breakdown, which led to divorce and obviously an extremely stressful period. And really the desire for me to exercise fell away completely, and I perhaps drank a bit too much and I started smoking. Now, I was always a casual smoker, but I hadn't smoked for years before this period. A few months went by, situation and the stress calmed down, but I found it very difficult to stop smoking. I'd buy a pack, smoke it, go, right, that's definitely the last one. A few days would go by, and then I'd be calling the late night delivery guys to deliver me cigarettes. And the last time they did that, they put in a free sample of nicotine pouches and a vape.
Oh.
And you know, these sat on my radiator shelf for over a week whilst I finished my packet of cigarettes. And then when I finished the pack, it was like the standard period, 4 days went past and my fingers were hovering over the late night delivery app. And then the penny kind of dropped and I thought, well, actually, let's try that vape. I'd never tried one before. Roll forward 2 or 3 weeks, I would never go back to cigarettes and have felt no cravings whatsoever to have another cigarette. Now, I know vapes are not healthy, but I think we're all kind of the view that they're much better for you than cigarettes. So, whilst I'm not encouraging anybody to vape, my own personal experience is that, they helped me kick what was a way worse habit, in my opinion, than vaping. And, that's the point.
And it really worked. Well, yeah, and it's a powerful point, really. But these are nicotine vapes, so you're still getting the kick, the hit of nicotine.
For sure, yeah. But you're not getting all of the tar and all of the other toxins that, the myriad of toxins that you get with cigarettes.
So you are way better off from a health point of view, really.
Yeah.
And how often do you vape? Is it about the same amount as when you were smoking?
It's a lot easier to vape, that's the point. So it probably is a bit more, but it's easier to regulate. So, if you're disciplined with yourself, you can say, right, I'm only going to vape three or four times a day.
Yeah.
Which again would be less than what I was smoking. At the last time that I bought cigarettes.
Yeah, but I wonder whether a lot of people are going to think, well, it's not just the drug of the nicotine, but it is an experience that they like the whole thing, and it's not the same having a bit of plastic and some steam coming through. Is there any of that with you, that you actually like the whole feel of the thing?
It is quite interesting. I was at a conference and we were kind of up late at the bar, and people got the cigarettes out. I had my vape, wasn't tempted at all to try and steal a cigarette off them. For me it worked. And I think, as human beings, we're all kind of predisposed in a way to have vices, and I think, you know, you can't beat yourself up too badly for having the odd vice or two, but you've got to try and make sure that they're not going to really compromise your health in the long run. And I know the jury's out on the health impact of vapes. We'll only see that in, you know, maybe 10, 15 years' time, because they're relatively new on the market. But you know, just from what you observe in your body when you're smoking, you're coughing a lot more than when you're vaping, and that for me is enough to tell me that it's a lot better for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think that this other part of the tobacco and vaping bill is an idea actually that Rishi Sunak started, of gradually phasing out smoking, that people who are born, 2009 onwards will never be able to smoke legally, that we gradually phase it out? Do you think that's a good idea?
I think that absolutely has to be the way, because I've got got a 16-year-old son, I've got a 14-year-old daughter, and they're in both peer groups, they're smoking. If you took away the ability to smoke, they wouldn't smoke. It's that simple.
But although, of course,
also conversely, there is the black market, which is incredibly worrying, because, you know, we live fairly close to Camden, and that place is awash with fake fags and fake alcohol, and that, as a parent, is extremely concerning, because you literally don't know what they're putting in these things.
Well, that's the problem. You can say you're going to phase out smoking, but the appeal might be even greater if it's illegal, and there are lots of things that are illegal and we haven't stopped them or phased them out, namely, you know, illegal drugs already, very, very widely used. Doesn't make any difference whether they're illegal or not. So we will see. But it sounds like it's a move in the right direction. But obviously, it's not going to make much difference to people's lives for quite a while. Mark, thank you very much. Interesting call. 0345 6060973. Mike's in Oldham. Hello, Mike.
Warmest greetings.
Hello.
Greetings. I was about to give you the information about R.C. Sheriff's delightful book.
Oh, right.
One of your enthusiastic listeners beat me to it.
Oh.
Well, the only thing I can tell you, which might be useful to your original inquirer, is that it was read on the radio very beautifully about a year ago, 18 months ago, by Adrian Scarborough, and he read it in a very sympathetic way.
Oh, really? I can imagine him reading wonderful. It very well. Yes, I can imagine that. Yeah.
Yeah, it really did. So what I can say to you, if you can't get it online, he may have put it, you know, he may have recorded it on CD for some company or other.
Yes. Well, there is an audio book, but it's not him doing it, but there is an audio book of it.
It's not Adrian.
But it's not Adrian, no.
Pity. No.
I think he did the abridged version.
You must hear it if you can.
I will.
Anyway, on to this wonderful business about cigarettes and vaping and stuff.
Yes.
Very, very briefly, my history. I was a one-a-day guy when I was into that. What I liked about it so much was the ritual of it, you know, rolling it up, and then the different kind of lighters, because I had a big collection of lighters over the years.
Yes.
And I used to like going down very late at night out at the back door and looking at, you know, being aware of the moon and, you know, just this the one fag. But I stopped it because, it was pointed out to me that it's now reckoned that you lose 22 minutes a day off your life with every cigarette that you
use. I read that. Oh, yeah, obviously on average. But I read that earlier today, actually.
Yes, yes. Well, it was that report came out a few weeks ago. Mm. But on to the vaping.
Yeah.
The news about these throwaway ones, they're counteracting, the industry is counteracting this now by offering, as you know, the major thing was that you used to buy, or you can buy, obviously, little refills for these, you know, little bottles of this stuff.
Yeah.
You tip in very carefully, you know, very gingerly, in an Adrian Scarborough sort of way, how he would have written about it in the book. But you can now buy them with, still inexpensive. I think I gave £10 for the last one, and it's got a 12-milliliter container at the bottom.
Right, so you can refill it.
It's supposed to give you, get this, 8,000 puffs.
Right.
8,000 puffs.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Well, it's, you know, it's gone. We've gone back to ritual. If you go down in the basement now, I've got a tin box all neatly laid out. The first, I use it like a meal, and the first two are non-nicotine, and then the last half dozen are nicotine, and
right.
I have two puffs of each, and it's wonderful.
So you've got, there is a ritual and the paraphernalia is
yes,
there again.
I love it all.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not just silly flavours. You know, I've got coffee, and I've got one called Frappe, which is a sort of caramel coffee, I think.
Yes.
And, you know, all these lovely things.
Yes.
And I really look forward to it. Mm. I will tell you one rather slightly serious thing, though. When you were talking about addiction, I find that if I do use it, if I do take the odd puff at one earlier in the day, because there is a disposable one in the kitchen, oddly enough, by the coffee cup, and if I yield to that earlier in the day, I start thinking about it, and so it's the ritual starts off before late evening.
Yeah, that is an addiction, isn't it? But
yes,
not necessarily, not the worst in terms of your health, I guess.
No.
Does it have nicotine in it, your various vapes then?
Well, the last, I think I've got five.
Oh, sorry, you said you've got some that aren't.
I've got two non-nics.
Got it, yep.
Five nicks.
I see. So you can get a balance.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's like the first course and the second course of a meal, isn't
it? Right. Well, I don't know. I've never tried it.
I love changing the flavours, you see.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah, I find it very interesting.
Well, yes, an enthusiast. Thank you very much, Mike. Good to talk to you. 0345 6060 973. Louis says the government only thinks it can stop people from smoking. It thinks it can stop people from smoking. I've been smoking for more than 50 years. I'm not about to stop. The more they tax fags, the more available they are under the counter. It costs me over £40 for 50 grams. You can buy three packs for that amount under the counter. I just love the relaxing feeling of a cigarette and a cup of tea or coffee. I'll stop when I shed my mortal coil, says Louis, who's having none of it. Matt in Worcester says, hi, Clive. With advances in AI, you will soon be able to smoke virtually without any of the health risks and all of the same feelings. Neuralink AI addictions could be a huge future market. Ooh, that makes you think, doesn't it? I wouldn't rule it out. Thank you, Matt, for that one. And Lindsay says, Clive, can we talk about biscuits? Well, funnily enough, I do have a reason for talking about biscuits, but I'm saving that for later on. We'll save the biscuits for a little bit later. Philip says, I can't wait for the end of vapes. I'm sick and tired of breathing in what these thoughtless, selfish vapors exhale out. And Shane in Sydney says, hi, Clive. I've seen on the Sunrise programme this morning, this is in Australia, I suppose that's like Good Morning Britain or something, they said vaping has dropped in Australia. I don't know. I was over at Bondi Junction earlier this week and a lot of people were vaping outside the Westfield Shopping Centre and even in the city. Shane, thank you for that report from Sydney. Now, coming up in the next hour, happy to take a few more comments on smoking and vaping and addictions, but we're also going to be talking about some other matters. Campaigners are calling on the government to be bolder as it prepares its new road safety strategy. Deaths and injuries on the road are increasing, according to new figures. Motorcycle deaths up 9% in a year. What is needed to make roads safer for drivers, for motorcyclists, for cyclists and pedestrians? The government's putting together its strategy. What should be in it? That and much more coming up after the news at 2, 0345 6060 973.
On your radio, on the LBC app and
Play LBC. Lead